What's up, guys? Today we are gonna be talking about Fortnite Season 8, and I'm your interviewer, Amin Kamne. Here, my co-host, Shahir Khan. So Shahir, how do you think Fortnite is handling with Season 8 and the Battle Pass?
Battle Pass was pretty good since the new places that were added in Season 8 and how it was going. The volcano is a pretty good addition because it's fire versus ice versus water. Pyramids counts as the Water King. So yeah, and skins T100, it used to be kind of trash, but until Fortnite leaked that the T100 is going to turn into a dragon, everyone's so hyped for the new skin. What do you think, Amin?
Well, I don't feel like Fortnite will do this tier 100 skin changing into a dragon for two main reasons. One, it doesn't seem right to change it and to change it right now when the season's already going. And second, when has Fortnite ever changed the tier 100 skin like 2 weeks into the season?
Well, Fortnite hasn't changed the T100 skin or the into 2 weeks into the season, but still. Fortnite did change the powder skin, the, what's it called? The trog and the onesie, because. Yeah, they changed all of the skins. No, they changed those skins because of an event, and technically they weren't really part of it, so that could have really happened.
Fortnite is a popular battle royale game that is usually played by teens to down to 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds. But now streamers, as you may call them, are usually adults or old teenagers. And how do you think Fortnite's impacting how do you think Fortnite is helping the addiction for younger kids? Because in the past, kids who suffer from ADHD, ADD, and a bunch of other diseases that they live with in their everyday lives have been addicted to this game, and some actually, it's gone to a point where kids will harm their parents if they don't get to play. A kid living with ADHD hasn't come off his bed in a few months and hasn't gone to school in 2 years because of this game. So Shahir, how do you think this is gonna downright send the game into a decline?
The game will really get declined by people, but it's the people's fault who keep on playing and won't stop playing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like we can't. It's not like we literally control them. It's what they do. You know what I mean? Like, whenever you play for fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's your fault that you have. You keep on playing. Like, if you want a stopping time, you stop yourself.
That's understandable. But here's the thing. Kids have gotten to a point where they probably can't stop themselves because they're just so addicted to the game. So what should Fortnite do to stop this?
Well, Fortnite should Well, it's not really Fortnite's fault, if you know what I'm saying. Like what I was saying, you can't control Fortnite. Like, Fortnite can't control the kids.
Like, in a way, they possibly could. Because parents have, a kid there have been a few kids who've died because of this game, because they wouldn't get enough sleep, they wouldn't eat enough, they wouldn't drink enough, and that overall just damaged their health, and they've died. And also, parents have explained how this game somehow controls their kids into staying in their house the whole entire day, not eating, not sleeping. So either Fortnite is doing something, or the kids are just majorly addicted to the game. What do you think?
To me, you know the thing on, like, there's a thing on Apple phones, like if you play on mobile, there's something called time limit, and the kids, parents should... usually smaller kids play on mobile, so parents should tell them to play on at time limit on the phone, and that's gonna limit their time so they can't really play.
I mean, yeah, but here's the thing, only so much of people playing Fortnite play on mobile. Like, you know, half of Fortnite players are on console and PS4 and all that, right? And like, it doesn't matter if time limit is gone, because like, it won't affect them in any way, because people have tried and found ways to block the time limits and all that. Like, I even found a way too. I mean, it's not like my parents use it though, but yeah, like, people will find hacks and cheats and cheat codes and all that to find ways not to have limits. So I don't see a point in doing that. And like I said, like, half of the people are like console and PC, so where are the console PC limits?
Well, so, like, you can take them away. It's not that hard to limit your child to stop playing.
There is a kid. I forgot his name. I'm gonna show you the video later. But guess what? His mom tried to take away his PS4 not to play Fortnite, and guess what he did? He headbutted his mom so hard that she got a black eye. So what do you have to say about them taking away the consoles and PCs?
If the mom knows their child's grades, if their child's grades are good.
The child hadn't been into school for 2 years.
Okay, but then it's their parents' fault to letting them play for so much.
You know, they called several doctors and they diagnosed them with a game disease. I forgot what it was called, but it was like for a game addiction. And there was just no way. The parents had actually suffered from trying to take it away from them. So obviously, if you were this kid's parent, what would you do? And even if you've already taken injuries from your kid.
To me, if I were him, I would hurt him.
His mom actually threatened to call the police on him, and that didn't work.
If I was the dad, my dad is pretty painful when he hits me. Like, sometimes if I do something wrong when I was young, I would get hit really hard and it would pretty much hurt me. Like, really hurt me. Like, my back, something's on my back. Like, I can't feel anything on my back for some reason. But, my dad hits me so hard. Like, it hurts. And I took that from him. Like, I took the harmfulness. So, if my child does that, I could hit him as hard.
But obviously, like, you can't even get close to your child, because if you've done this before, he'll obviously think you're trying to take it again as previous. Like, they won't even try to take it away, like, from him because of the injury. So how would you, like, your methods don't make sense, man.
I
my methods make pretty much sense because it got to me. Well, for me it does because whenever I my dad hits me, like I just said, it hurts really bad, and so I've taken that strength from him. And so, and if he says anything to me, I can hit him, and I can not talk to him for a few days. And if he wants anything, I won't listen to him. I won't do anything for him. I won't make him breakfast, and I won't do anything. Like, if you don't do anything,
you make him breakfast.
No, he doesn't. What? No, I said I won't do any. I said I won't buy him anything. I won't do anything for him. That's my.
Buy him stuff.
Yeah. Before he was that.
Anyway, off this topic, let's go to Apex Legends, a game that is climbing up the ranks, and people agree that Fortnite's doo doo because it's not better.
To me, that's just crap. You know why? Because literally, Fortnite came up before Apex Legends. Apex Legends only has like 10,000 players. Fortnite has 100 million players. 200 million players. And they already beat Apex before it even came out. Like, after it came out, it had like, I don't know, so many players. So there's no point of trying to say that Apex is better because we already have evidence that Fortnite is better.
Exactly. And Overwatch, like, Overwatch and PUBG are just gone. Like, no one plays them. PUBG, no one plays, right? What are your responses to those?
I'm pretty much happy because, like, literally PUBG was so lame and so boring that even the
it was so easy to get win. Like, if you saw my stats on PUBG, I probably have like 5,000 wins.
Yeah, like, even my cousin
Ninja had like 50 million.
Yeah, PUBG was so easy at those days.
And season 8 has come with new territories such as Junk Junction, Lazy Lagoon, the Volcano. Junk Junction actually wasn't new, like it came back. Junk Junction came back. The Volcano has brought some new. The block hasn't been removed, thankfully. I thought the block would be removed. What is the volcano territory called again?
Territory is called
the volcano, I think.
Is it called the volcano? The volcano. Wait, no. Look. Wait, hold on. We're gonna look it up because my brain is not a good source. Hold on. As you can, and while we're looking for the name of it, Fortnite has also got a new weapon, the cannon. Should here explain how this is.
The cannon is like a pirate-themed weapon that they used to use in the olden times. And the cannon is like what you do. You can shoot a cannon by yourself, or you can use yourself as a cannon. It doesn't matter which one you use because they both take the same damage. But most of the time, it's better to use the cannon as yourself because, first of all, you get to move farther. Second of all, you get to get a kill. And third of all, well, not a third, but still.
The volcano. Alright. Here are the new territories. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello? Wait, is this thing working? Okay. Sorry for the technical difficulties. How long were we out? We have to check the recording for that. I think it was like 2 minutes, 1 minute. Good thing the music folded in. We were just talking about how Shiny Steps and Lazy Lagoon have been, and Junk Junction came back, how they've been added to really? Oh, so it's like when the block went through that Chinese New Year phase?
Yeah.
Is the block still in that phase though?
No.
It's not?
Like a
it's like the creative thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Also, Tilted Towers has one of the buildings is just totally gone.
Yeah, rip that.
So rip that building. Is it Trump? No. I think Trump is still there.
Trump. Yeah, Trump
Tower's still there. Surprisingly it was close to the crack though. It was actually really close to the crack. They should take that out since Trump is being impeached. Okay. So
have any of the
snow places been there?
No, sir. But I think Frosty Flights has been closed due to the loss of planes. Do you think that was a smart thing to do?
Anyway, with the loss of the planes has been different. I mean, like, there's also the driftboard, the new driftboard, and it acts like a plane, kind of. It can go really high. Can the driftboard go higher than a plane, Shaker?
Can it go higher than the a plane? No, I can't.
Have you used a driftboard yet?
Yes, I have.
Is it good?
Yes.
The driftboard came late season 7. Everyone loved it. It's a hit. If you were to choose what season to take it out, which would it be?
Season 10 or 11.
Exactly why?
Because Jip was a really OP, so it's like one of the best items owners ever.
And defaults can easily like learn in the next season. And they'll no-scope you.
Yeah.
Have you been no-scoped by a driftboard guy?
No.
I have. It's sad. My first day back in season 10. So, come on. Are you gonna talk or something?
Yes.
This kid is watching Fortnite. We talking about Fortnite, not watching it. Alright, let's get back to basics. What are you doing? This kid is so sad that he can't watch the movie.
Okay, so what do you think season 9 is going to be about?
It's going to be about water, of course.
No, it's going to be on July 4th.
It's going to be water.
Water and July
4th. The July 4th.
Water.
The July 4th.
Water.
Skins are
water. Water.
Back.
Water!
I need more basketball skins and soccer skins.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
A bat?
Yes, I'll
bet $20 million.
Bet 20.
No. Are you sure? Okay, we're gonna have a bet. We're gonna bet on which day Fortnite hoverboards are gonna leave.
No.
We're gonna bet. Okay, do you think I have Do you think I have Blackheart Stage 3?
No, I don't.
You lost the bet. Do yesterday. You lost the bet. I get $5,000. Okay, we're gonna bet on if the soccer skins are gonna come back. Okay, back on the thing. So we're going to have a little break after me and Armin are just going to discuss the topic.
Enjoy this lovely music.
Guys, we're back after the short break. We're gonna...
Okay, we have 5 minutes. Let's wrap this thing up. So, Shahir, Fortnite is... Sorry for the technical difficulties. We're back. And, Shahir, how is Fortnite doing? Fortnite is gonna be good, isn't it?
Yes, it's gonna be very good.
What? Smash Brothers is okay.
I like.
They're gonna add Fortnite into it. Fortnite's taking over Smash. No. Shahir, how was season 9? What do you think season 9 will bring?
Season 9 will bring water themed skins.
That's cool. And he'll also bring basketball skins, soccer skins, football skins, new sports skins that Fortnite has already made because it's summer, right?
Yes.
And that's all the time we have. Thank you guys for watching. If you don't like it, then go away. If you do like it, thank you and subscribe to my channel at True Ace Gaming. Thank you and have a good night. Wow!